USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. State Department is urging U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport immediately, citing a specific credible threat. The alert comes hours after President Joe Biden was warned by commanders that another terrorist attack was highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours.
For the live stream, so we are here, the Antifa and LGBT groups are getting ready to come counter-protest a straight pride event.
A group of Antifa were saved by police after they were beaten and forced to retreat at a violent left versus right protest in Modesto, California. Conservatives held a straight pride event in Modesto on Saturday when Antifa and other left-wing protesters showed up to start trouble. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two new studies from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show fully vaccinated Americans' immunity to COVID-19 is waning as the more transmissible Delta variant continues to spread across the country. One study, which focused on frontline healthcare workers, found that vaccine effectiveness declined by nearly 30 percentage points since the Delta variant became the dominant strain in the U.S. The analysis also concluded that the COVID-19 vaccines were 80% effective in preventing infection among the frontline healthcare workers. Joe Kent, a congressional candidate who served in Iraq, said the U.S. military lied about the progress in Afghanistan for 2 decades in an interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Thursday.
Nearly 2 decades of lies come unraveling. The U.S. military has been saying for nearly 2 decades we built this Afghan government and this Afghan army and that they were worthy of the sacrifice of our brave young men and women and that they would hold.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
I pledge allegiance to the queers.
A California school district is investigating a viral video showing a high school teacher bragging about removing the American flag from her classroom and suggesting that a student pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ flag instead. The teacher, identified by Fox News on Saturday as Kristen Pitson of Newport Mesa School District in Orange County, was seen in a viral social media video speaking about the daily Pledge of Allegiance at her school.
Okay, so during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, don't stand if you feel like it, say the words if you want, don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine.
The Newport Mesa District told Fox that the incident involving the teacher was under investigation. France and the UK will propose a UN safe zone in Kabul. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
France and the United Kingdom will propose the creation of a safe zone under UN control in Kabul to protect those trying to flee the country. French President Emmanuel Macron told a French newspaper on Saturday that the countries would make that proposal at an emergency UN meeting on Monday, where the ambassadors from the U.S., Russia, China, France, and Britain will meet to discuss the humanitarian and security situation in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.